Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The language was spicy. The ramifications are near infinite. Just what did the latest landmark case out of the Supreme Court do for American jurisprudence and the Trump administration? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, we have a story here from The Villages. Yeah, it's The Villages. Always sounds like we're talking about Minecraft when I'm like, it's a villager. A villager was arrested with a stolen motorcycle and meth hidden in his anal cavity. Oh, yes. Villages News says a man with a stolen motorcycle was found to have methamphetamine concealed in. Give me another word for it, Kane. In. His anal bum cover.
Okay.
Kai Cameron Huff. Now, how is he 36 in The Villages? He began driving straight towards the deputy's patrol car, heading in the opposite direction. The deputy was forced to take evasive actions and then, of course, then pursued. Oh, my gosh, this guy's mugshot. He is high as a kite. During the traffic stop, deputy pursued and pulled him over. He noticed a burnt piece of aluminum foil and a small silver spoon, obviously indicative of drug usage. And then he noticed the smell of, you know, some drugs coming from, you know, this. He found 4 grams of marijuana, and he found a bunch of dime-sized baggies, and then he found a bunch of other aluminum foil and a cut plastic straw, and then something that had residue of fentanyl in it. And then when the guy was taken in to jail, taken into Sumter County Detention Center, you know, they had to do a search.
Yeah, they discovered.
That's when they discovered a bunch of meth that was concealed. First off, wouldn't you be afraid that, oh man, look at it, he's high as a kite. Wouldn't you be afraid?
Normal. If you're normal, not druggy person, yes, you would definitely be afraid.
Like, what if something happened and you like absorbed that? You would die. That would be an overdose of an amount from which you could never come back.
You're using sanity to explain insanity.
Apparently. I don't know. Oh my gosh. So yeah, he's totally in jail. I got to share this story with you. A woman attacked a driver that hit and killed a chicken that was crossing a road. Oh, she didn't know. No. It's really good. So this lady stops to let the chicken cross the road, and another Florida woman tried to speed around her and apparently ran it over. Oh. And so this Florida woman got bear spray and attacked her.
I'm not against it.
I really don't understand what the crime is here, Kane. A woman stopped at an intersection. It's Key West, local Channel 12, WKRC. And according to the arrest report, 38-year-old Cynthia Sosa stopped at the intersection to let a chicken cross the road. A driver behind her began honking and then sped around her and ran over the chicken. She pursued the driver, caught the driver, blocked the road in front of the victim's vehicle, got out, tried to open the door, and then pulled out her bear mace and sprayed the lady directly in the face. And then she fled the scene, but she was taken into custody later. She's got 2 counts of aggravated battery, 1 count of burglary with assault or battery. What does this other broad get?
Right?
Can I just be honest? This is why I couldn't be a police officer. I'd be like, I don't see a crime here. What?
I think it is a crime to mace somebody.
She ran over that chicken.
That's some bear,
she was,
that
woman could have, what if she would have hit, what if that woman was stopping because she was letting a woman in a wheelchair cross the road?
Well, that's different.
No, it's not. This lady had no, the lady behind her had no idea.
I think there's a
she
difference.
Was just gunning around her because she was being a doucher. Ran over the chicken.
Slight difference between an old lady in a wheelchair and a chicken.
How would she know? She was behind the lady's car. She couldn't see.
I agree. She was reckless. But
I think if you're reckless and stupid, you might get hit with bear spray.
But then were they going to ticket the chicken for jaywalking?
No, I mean, it's dead because she ran it over.
I need more common sense.
If I was a police officer called to this, I'd be like, I don't see a crime. Don't make false calls to the police. And I'd leave.
I'd be for that.
I know that we have police officers listening who are going, Dana.
With that Dana. That bear mace, though. My God.
What else would you want?
That's harsh for a human being. It's harsh for bears.
Well, what if that's all she had? It's harsh for bears. Bears don't care. All right, I know. I have a couple more, but I'm fascinated with that story. It's literally how I would be like, I don't see a crime here. Let's be honest, Big Pharma profited off of your fear while silencing your voice. They controlled the narrative, blocked access to real treatments, and then told you what you could and could not take, all to protect their bottom line. Medicines like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, mebendazole were all labeled dangerous and dismissed, even though millions found relief and recovery from them. This Independence Day, All Family Pharmacy is standing up for your freedom with their biggest sale of the year. You get buy one, get one free on these critical medications with a doctor's prescription included, shipped fast and direct to your door. No corporate gatekeepers, no big pharma middlemen, no bureaucratic roadblocks. At All Family Pharmacy, all medications are made from 100% domestically sourced materials, ensuring the highest quality and safety standards you can trust. Because medical freedom is American freedom. But this offer won't last. It ends July 13th. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for buy one, get one free. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Take back your power and make America healthy again.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures. It must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Looking for affordable auto insurance, even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly, bilingual agents are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit theandrewsinsuranceagency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.
Oh, hey, everybody. We got a great show for you tonight. Senator Adam Schiff was my guest. We harmonized on Seven Bridges Road. What a voice. I cried. But before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And... yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
Uh-huh. Yay. Golly. So everyone, so Stephen Colbert announced last night that, as you heard, he's not going to be, this next season is his last season, right? He's not going to be coming back. He's not going to be doing his Colbert show, which I've never watched. He literally took the Dave Letterman time slot and made it a giant.
Ruined it.
Yeah, he ruined it. He just completely destroyed it. Although Letterman, you know, NBC Letterman was better than CBS Letterman, let's be honest. It was. Let's, you know, so it wasn't, yeah. But anyway, he ruined it. He completely ruined whatever was left of it. And just by being such a bitter bee. I mean, he wasn't funny. He's not funny. That was even not funny. I have not. The only time I ever saw him when he was funny was like way back when he was first getting started on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And that was before he became obsessed with being a leftist. And he was funny then, and he was more lighthearted. And then that lightheartedness went away, and he became like an empty husk, an empty desiccated husk of what he was, of a person. And he was so bitter and filled with rage all the time. It looks like there's just like a river of rage that's just, you know, right underneath the surface. And he became obsessed. And he didn't just become obsessed with being leftist. He became obsessed with being nasty about it. And he mistakenly assumed that the more ignorant or the more rude one is about a political issue, the funnier it is, that makes it funny. And that somehow was a substitute for clever humor. As you know, it is not. And he now finds that out. I keep seeing that people say that he was canceled. And he wasn't canceled. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But people aren't attracted to audio soundbite 8. Stuff like this. This is flashback Colbert. This is just not attractive. Listen.
Wow. Sir, they're not whole countries. For one, Donald Trump isn't their president.
He just insulted everyone in his audience and they clap like seals. They clap like seals. Or this, audio soundbite 9. Flashback. Again, flashback Colbert. This is all his show is anymore.
It would be my honor to say it to your face. Just walk a little closer to your TV screen, please. Just a little closer to your TV screen. Let me just get right up here and go, you, Donald Trump, are a horrible, horrible human being. Horrible.
This is not funny. That is not funny at all whatsoever. People are just applauding the fact that he is confirming their bias. They're not applauding him because he's clever. They're not applauding him because anything that he said is funny. They're just applauding him because he thinks like they do. That's why they're rewarding him. And the way that the left puts it, they're acting like this is that Colbert is being taken off air because he dared to criticize the president. This is actually what Brian Stelter was saying via CNN last night, audio sum by 10. This is what he's arguing.
Right, from the optics standpoint, the timing could not be worse for CBS. Colbert is such an outspoken Trump critic. He's just back from vacation, and as he showed there on Monday, on his first night back from vacation, he's also a thorn in his parent company's side. So this looks to a lot of Colbert's fans like another form of capitulation by CBS to the president of the United States.
Yeah, but it wasn't. And of course, this is after, you know, the CBS and ABC Trump settlements. Because CBS 60 Minutes, remember, they had to pay $16 million, and they were essentially helping to finance the Future Library and pay his legal fees. That was part of his lawsuit settlement. Because remember, going back all the way to the election, you had this Kamala Harris interview that, you know, they violated federal election law, that their own laws that they came up with, they violated and they get in trouble with. Paramount was, which owned CBS, they were the ones at $16 million to settle that 60 Minutes lawsuit. And that, I think that was what announced at the first of the year. So the argument that the left is trying to make is that because of that, Paramount, which owns CBS, is trying to make sure that nobody criticizes Trump. And so that's why Colbert was pulled. But it wasn't. As Fortune points out, Colbert was canceled days after he went after his bosses over the Trump settlement. And this is this was this morning announcing that CBS was canceling The Late Show, blah, 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 blah. And then they get into how he had gone on publicly to criticize Paramount, to criticize their settling with Paramount, to criticize all of that. And he went after it. It was described as withering criticism. He told his audience that, the audience that was watching him at the time, he was talking to Adam Schiff, and he was criticizing Paramount, criticizing the settlement. You can't do that. Can I just say that you can't, in any profession, go after your bosses, right? In your workplace, can you go and trash your boss's moves without any penalty? If you are, you know, if you work in a design firm, can you criticize your bosses for their decisions or for company moves publicly? Can you do that anywhere else? I mean, I don't know why people are saying that this is cancellation. And the left is saying, oh my gosh, the right canceled Colbert. Even some people on the right are saying, yes, Colbert was canceled. And he wasn't canceled. I talked about this on X this morning. He wasn't canceled. You can't criticize your bosses like that. He criticized them publicly. That's insubordination. We are all eligible to meet the same penalty. If I went out and I started trashing Radio America, guess what? There's a penalty for that. Every employment agreement that I have ever had, and you can't tell me that Colbert does not have an employment agreement. Every employment agreement that I've ever had, a condition of continued employment is that you don't go and trash your bosses. You don't go and trash your company. That's boilerplate in any employment agreement. He goes out and he's trashing his bosses. Now, Paramount didn't come out and say this is explicitly why, but this comes literally days after he was doing this. Furthermore, I don't know if you've seen his ratings lately. His ratings are horrific. His show was performing so horribly and his ratings had declined so badly that there was just no way to justify the ad rates for keeping him in his day part. There wasn't. There's no reason why he needed. It's not canceling to remove poorly performing talent. That's business. And by the way, all of this information is public. You know what I was thinking about, the realm of tonight shows, whether it's like Jay Leno or Johnny Carson or whatever. I really feel like Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel particularly killed it. They killed the late night shows. They killed them. Jimmy Fallon started coming close. Remember when they started getting a little political back in 2012 and then they pulled it back, or 2013, they pulled it back. And then he kind of stayed true to, it's supposed to be lighthearted. It's supposed to be fun. People are getting ready to go to bed. They don't want to have a hateful debate over serious issues, right? So Fallon, I feel like he kind of kept to that form, but I don't think Craig Ferguson did. I'm not interested in a person who is not a citizen of this country, who comes over to the United States and starts waxing political about our system, And it's kind of hard to take, he is a very thick brogue to hear him criticize different aspects of the political system in these United States. You know what I mean? It's like, come on. But Kimmel and Colbert were so hateful and have been so hateful. Nobody wants to tune in anymore. It's like having an uncle that always complains and is all on the other side of you politically, always complains, is always hateful, is always wanting to debate at the most inappropriate times. It's like that. They bring that energy to this. But the right needs to stop saying that the guy was canceled. Stop it. This is accountability. Let the left whine about it. That's not what cancellation is. He wasn't canceled because he went afoul of society. He was fired because he criticized his bosses and he was doing a bad job and his show was performing poorly. That is not cancellation. That is accountability. There is a major difference. Let's not confuse the two just for the sake of using a misapplied buzzword. But I don't know who goes in that spot. I don't know if you can. I mean, is it a generational thing? Like late night television? My grandparents loved it. They loved late night. They would watch Johnny Carson.
Tonight Show.
Yeah, the Tonight Show. And then Jay Leno took over. When did he take over? In the 80s sometime? I don't know. I only remembered kind of Johnny Carson. I remember Jay Leno back when his hair was mostly dark. I remember Jay Leno. But I don't think Gen X really watched late night TV. And I definitely don't think that Gen Z does.
I think Gen X may have watched it just because, when I'm up late, didn't want the parents knowing, I'd watch that show, as a kid. But that's been an institution for American television since the 50s or 60s.
It's like a water cooler thing.
Yeah, it's just a funny, nice little time slot for everyone to settle their lives down before they go to bed.
Yeah, and by water cooler moment, I mean, there were certain shows that everybody, no matter where they were politically, would watch. And I had always said, I think Game of Thrones was the last program that was like that, where everybody would watch it and then they would all talk about it, regardless of political affiliation, belief, or whatever the next day. It was like one of the things that everybody actually could talk about, you know, nicely. A water cooler topic. Like you go to the water cooler at work and, you know, that comes up and you talk, you know, it's a stereotype. It's still a stereotype for a reason. Before everybody started siloing themselves off with conservative media and progressive media and conservative networks and progressive networks and conservative newsletters and progressive networks, it's, you know, one of those things that everybody could access, everyone did, and then they could all talk about it. It was a unifying thing. It was like one of the threads that still kind of kept everything together. And these guys killed it. They killed it. And they also didn't like push things for virality the way Fallon did. Fallon did like little cutie segments with different people, with different guests, and they knew how to cut those up and put them out digitally. And so his show grew, whereas these guys just thought they could sit behind their desk and bitch and moan about Trump and Republicans 24/7, and that was going to be enough to satiate the audience or to get new viewers. And it clearly wasn't. Keltec, the PR-57, it's one of the latest from Keltec. It's the rotary barrel pistol, the PR-57 chambered in 5.7, 40% lighter than the competition and works great for concealed carry. The PR-57, they were able to make it lighter and thinner in a number of different ways. The way that they did it with a rotary barrel, number one. The unique top-loading design, number two, that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips for slimmer carry profile and 20+1 capacity. And it's a really quick and easy field strip. You also have low recoil for ease of use and accuracy as well, built to perform when it matters most. And it's affordable, MSRP of only $399. It's Keltec, made in America, family-owned, based in Florida. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hey, everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh my gosh. Okay, there's a reason why you're not supposed to wear jewelry when you get an MRI.
Yeah.
A man was critically injured because he wore a neck chain into an MRI machine. How did someone let him in the MRI machine with the neck chain on? And he got sucked into it. A scan was in progress, and that's what happened. They had to call 911, and it was the Nassau Open MRI. The guy was wearing a large metallic chain around his neck, and it drew him right into the machine. And the police said resulted in a medical episode. Mm-hmm. No other details were immediately provided. He was taken to the hospital for treatment, and that's it.
Imagine getting yanked around by your chain, but then it's an MRI gigantic magnet. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. This is like, that's terrifying. A solar powered aircraft flew for a 236-foot sky dweller flew for 90 days without stopping. Pretty impressive. Let's see. Flight cancellations are surging this summer. A number of airports have been hardest hit. In fact, oh, goodness. Boston to Atlanta. FlightAware said that there have been a number of cancellations. There's also an 18% drop compared to summer last year, but the number of canceled flights has been higher by about 1,000 flights. So that's pretty significant. An advocacy group CEO claims he was offered $20 million to recruit protesters for anti-Trump demonstrations. Anybody surprised by any of this? I'm not. Yeah. He admits rejecting the offer because demonstrations would make us all look bad. They had 15. Why does this guy look like an AI creation? That guy looks like an AI creation.
He might be.
The guy doing the interview.
Yeah.
They said that the Good Trouble Lives On, which is a group that talks about nonviolent protests. Apparently, they were one of the ones that are implicated in this. Sure, the media is not really going to pay attention to that, though, you know, because they're too busy talking about this fake letter. Asheville police arrested a woman. This is sad. She was caught stealing items from Hurricane Helene victims. This is like, how low are you? They were local church items that were donated for Hurricane Helene victims, and she was apparently caught stealing. She broke into this Oteen church overnight and apparently was able, she's 42 years old, Ellen Hickman, was able to steal a whole bunch of stuff. That's sad. That's incredibly sad. Ooh.
That's one of the things that I think a lot of times boys need is not just exposure to one guy.
Mm-hmm. One dad.
No matter how good the dad is.
He can't be like, everything.
He can't be everything. And that boy may need somebody to give give the boy some perspective on the dad.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
One of the most valuable things I learned as a guy was I had a gay professor in college at a time when openly gay folks still weren't out of line, who became one of my favorite professors and was a great guy and would call me out when I started saying stuff that was ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
You need that to show empathy and kindness. And by the way, you need that person in your friend group so that if you then have a boy who's gay or non-binary or what have you, they have somebody that they can go, okay, I'm not alone in this.
Yeah.
Right? So
why are you gay?
So Barack Obama says young boys need a gay dudes in their lives. And that interview, was that his wife's podcast that he was on?
I think so.
Everybody's doing a podcast. Kill me. It's like everyone, I mean, the world's going to be full of podcasts and no listeners. Welcome to the show, our radio broadcast. You can watch the radio broadcast on Channel 347 DirecTV. You can also find the chat at Rumble, X, Facebook, YouTube, all that good stuff. What did I just hear? What did I just hear? He says that, well, they need, you know, because having a dad isn't enough. I think having a mom and a dad is like enough. I mean, that's, you know, that's completely enough. You don't need anything else from that. It was so Michelle Obama and her, is it her twin brother? It's like her bald. I've never seen two siblings look more alike than Michelle and Craig Robinson. Michelle Obama and Craig Robinson, her brother. I have never seen two siblings look more alike in my ever-loving life. Did you Google it?
I did.
And?
Yep.
Kane? Yeah?
I have to admit.
It does look like Mike. My Michelle.
So, the her podcast is called Emo. IMO. In my opinion, super original. But they had an hour-long discussion about how boys need gay dudes to provide perspective. And then he talked about the gay guy that had influence on him when he was at Occidental College. Just saying. I don't know. It was, didn't he also talk about having a gay liaison when he was in college?
I think so.
I'm just like, I just remember there was so much stuff that was happening, like so many things that were flying around at the time. This is not going anywhere well. You know what I mean? It's Friday. Stop it. All of you need Jesus. Anyway, he thinks that gay men help boys develop emotional awareness. What is emotional awareness? I hate these stupid buzzwordy phrases. I'm just like, it sounds like the Kylie Jenner thing. You know, it's me and my friends. We're just like realizing things. We're just like realizing emotions. You know, we're like aware of them. What does that even mean? Our society is full of just stupid buzzword, blah, all of it. Yeah, they need to develop emotional awareness and empathy and a broader perspective. That's what they need. I don't know. They just need a mom and a dad and to stop doing social experiments on them. Let them be kids. You know, Malik Obama, Barack Obama's brother, said that he was definitely gay in July 2023. He posted it on X.
Why are you gay?
He said he was absolutely definitely. I'm just saying. I mean, it was his brother. I don't know. Maybe instead of saying specifically a gay dude, why can't you just have like a man that understand, like a compassionate male figure? And that could be anybody, not necessarily a gay dude. You know, being gay is not synonymous with being compassionate. There are a lot of absolute blank holes out there that are gay dudes. Marxist gay dudes are the worst, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then there are some that lean conservative and they're not like that. But it's not synonymous with being gay, is not synonymous with being compassionate. And I feel like for someone who, you know, brags about how educated he is, that's a nuance that he would have been aware of before he decided to talk about it mistakenly for an hour on his wife's podcast. It's just so weird. This whole conversation is so weird. They just need, basically it all boils down to Barack Obama going, well, boys just need nice people in their lives. That's it. You need to have a male and a female. That's pretty much it. I think God had it pretty much in order when he was like, we're going to give you a mom and a dad. That's pretty much how it's covered. There you go. I don't know. A lot of people think Obama's gay. I mean, he had kids. Unless I see evidence to the contrary, and I'm not really all that interested in it. It's not going to make him a better president if he is or isn't. It's not going to make, I mean, you cannot get any worse than what he was as a president. So you're like, well, and he was gay. I'm like, well, he was already a horrible president. He ruined healthcare. They took healthcare, ripped the face off of it, defecated in the skull, put the face back on and sent it out to the world. That's what they did with Obamacare. That's what Obamacare is. Did you know that? Dana, why do you speak in such terms? I guess I didn't have a gay man in my life. I don't know. I mean, you see how goofy this is? This is so goofy. It's also sounds like you need a babysitter in order to raise your child the way that the leftists want you to raise your child. It's nanny statism. And I just also have a major problem with anyone. If you have a problem with your family, I always think you find the solution within your family. You don't go outside of it. Like if you're a kid and you need, you know, parental help, you know, or you need, you know, you don't go and seek strange gay men for influence. That sounds like it's going to start off badly, right? It's like, oh, we got to get this young boy some influence in his life. We need to find a nice gay man. Let's go find him a nice gay man to get him some, you know.
Perspective.
Steve, you're not doing this to me right now. No, you're not. What were you?
I recommend against it.
Do you?
I do recommend against it, but I just want to make that public.
I'm just going to state. I'm not going to say it. No, I'm not going to talk about it.
Right.
It has to do, Steve, what did you say on break? Where did this go?
Well, we said everybody needs a gay man in their life. And then I said, what kind of gay man? There's more than one kind.
Yeah. And Steve was throwing up twink and then bear. And I have
different directions.
Yeah. I have a very interesting story in how I learned what a bear was. That's not an animal in the woods. And it's like a Burbs, like Tom Hanks and the Burbs. It's kind of like that. It's like basically in that vein.
Okay.
It really is. And I'm the Bruce Dern character. It was pretty much just like that.
There goes the goddamn brownies.
There goes the brownies. It came with the frame. I don't really want to tell the story because there's certain things you just don't know if you want to risk virality with it. You know, it's one of those situations.
I know it's Friday and everything.
Are you encouraging me? Should I wait till the third hour?
No, I'm saying I know it's Friday and everything. Don't get tempted.
Okay.
If you're really on that side of the fence.
Well, Steve brought it up and he literally said in Slack, explain your bear twink story. So there's my story. I explained it.
Are you
there
outing
me? There is a story. Huh?
Why are you outing me live on air?
Juan just adds, I am today years old.
I don't think I fully learned what it is.
The bear?
Yeah.
That's like the gay dudes that wear plaid.
Oh.
And they're big.
I see.
They're like more of the...
Lumberjacky?
Yeah. Like if Paul Bunyan was gay.
Oh.
That would be...
Okay, that'd be a bear.
And I think... And you could tell me, Dana, I think that the stereotype is applicable to like the hyper masculine like gay dudes, which I don't think like being a lumberjack is hyper masculine. It's just you're just a dude. But I do think that there's like a uniform with it. Oh, I know there's a uniform with it because there are literal patches that go with it. And I really don't want to explain how I learned that. It's one of the craziest stories ever. It beats the time that I got literally into a slap fight with a chimpanzee. And the time that I got into a fight with goats. I mean, it's all animals that I fought. I mean, anyway, so that's it. We're just going to leave that on the table.
Oh,
there you go. So moving on.
If I'm a listener, I'm feeling really cheated right now.
Do not do this. Do not. It is, you can, once the story's out there, it never goes back. I didn't do anything wrong. I was just, sometimes you're like, am I innocent or naive? You know, like, have you ever been in a position where you're like, am I just that innocent or am I just super naive? And you just.
It's possible to be both.
It's possible.
Sounds like Alanis Morissette lyric.
Oh my gosh. Where she thought mistakenly that something was ironic and it was just a bad coincidence.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.